Last weekend, I went to celebrate Mass with a brother priest that I really respected. And in his homily, he posed a question that made me ponder what he had asked throughout this whole week. And he said in his homily, 39 years ago, I risked everything, just like many people who went on a boat in order to search for new freedom and new opportunities and to escape from communism. And many did lose everything, including their lives. But that was just for freedom and opportunities. How many of us are willing to risk everything for eternal salvation? Within that one question itself, he touched a very sensitive subject that none of us tend to think about, especially in our everyday life. Yet today, as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being reminded of that very pertinent and very important question. How many of us are willing to risk everything to believe and to abide and to be faithful to Christ? Today, as we celebrate Christ's own baptism, we are being reminded that Christ, by choosing to be baptized, has reconfigured and given us a personal example of what it means for us too to be children of God. Christ did not need to be baptized, but he did it to sanctify and purify the waters of the world and to give us a form into which we will die to our old self and to be born into eternal life with him. Christ give us a real example of what it means to be children of God. And the one thing that we can all learn, and I remember what's one of my theology professors said, in order for us to truly know how to be sons and daughters of God, we need to learn from the Son of God himself. And truly, Christ taught us so much, not only with words, but with life and deeds, his very own example. Christ teaches us that through baptism, we have been given a new dignity, a new title, a new vocation, and a new mission, a new purpose to live as children of God. So we need to ask ourselves, especially in the midst of many turmoils and what's going on in our society, are the people in our society, are we ourselves choosing to be children of God, or are we choosing to be children of this world? Are we choosing to put politics and government and our worldly values first, or are we choosing to abide with Christ Jesus and to become what he calls us to be, faithful sons and daughters of God? How do we do this? By remembering that when we were baptized, we were given the three offices of Christ. First, kingship. Do we really embrace our dignity, our mission, our purpose as children of God? Are we living as children of God? Are we growing in our faith? Do we cherish this title? And are we willing to risk everything in order to be children of God? Or are we still chasing after worldly values and all these ideologies? Are we building a kingdom for ourselves? Are we only living for our very own benefits and our very own good? Or are we willing to live for eternal life and what comes from God, and especially the truth that will set us free, the truth that is found in his teaching, his commandments, and his faithfulness to us? Are we living our kingship, our dignity as children of the one true King, as the creator and maker of this universe or not? Second, prophecy. We are all called to be prophets, and prophets do not speak on their own, but prophets speak the word of truth that come from God. And true prophecy need time to truly discern, because we have seen false prophets from the past. Even in Jesus' time, there were people who were called zealots, who interpret or misinterpreted the Old Testament and use it as in a political way to build an earthly kingdom, to go against the Roman Empire. And even though they were very appealing and they gained many followers, but they themselves too die out because they only want to create an earthly kingdom for themselves. They only worry about political matters and the things that only give life to them here and now. Even in Jesus' own time, the Essenes, who escaped from the city life and went into the desert and think that the apocalypse is coming, and they were living for the end of the world, yet they themselves die out too. Because all these things, prophecies, are easy to make, and we oftentimes drink the poisons and the words that many charismatic people who say, and sometimes they use the words of God to appeal, but we need to judge by the fruits and the products that comes out of their words. Too many times, people can quote the scripture and say that they're Christian or they're this and that, but their lives are contrary to what Christ teaches. And therefore, even though their words sound nice and all good, they themselves will bear no real fruit that have no eternal life, and they themselves are not humble enough to change their life to be humble in order to be God's mouthpiece and to be servants of all. The greatest way that we can judge a false prophet is that one who speak the most, but full of self-righteousness and self-justification, but not willing to serve, not willing to be humble, not willing to stand behind, and not willing to be unnoticed. They would like to gather attention to themselves and justify themselves. They become narcissists that only like to do whatever they want, but yet they leave their followers and create this group into a cult, because it's become a cult of personality. It's become an idolization of a person. And we tend to believe in false prophets, in false revolutionary leaders, and then all these people who are charismatic, who seem to speak the truth, even with the word of God, in a short time, but are not willing to live them. Remember, a prophet is not someone who speak about the future or things that are mysterious, but they are speaking the truth that comes from God. And this truth has been revealed to us through the scriptures, through holy tradition, and through our own life of prayer. No one can truly be a prophet if he or she do not have a life of prayer, a life of humility, and a life that willing to bear all wrongs, to be humble, to be exiled, to be outcast, to lose everything for Christ. It is so easy to build up an earthly kingdom and using Christ as an excuse, but unless we are willing to lose everything in order to seek eternal life and salvation, then we are only false prophets. Remember that. Prophets speak on behalf of God, and we have heard through the scriptures that false prophet will incur within the wrath that God give to them because they have manipulated and lied to the people of God using his name. So be careful of false prophets, and we ourselves to make sure that before we speak and think that we're self-righteous and think that we're right, we need to make sure that we're humble and willing to die to ourselves first. That's the only way to distinguish true prophecy from false prophecy, humility, and with time to see the true fruit. So don't fall, don't follow, or don't worship anything that's new or sound good right away. And last of all, priesthood. Each and every one of you share in a very ordinary, very foundational way the priesthood of Christ by how you sacrifice your life in conformity to Christ, become the victim for the expiation, as sacrifice, as prayer for this world. Of course, I am an ordained priest, but I also share a common priesthood with you. Each and every one of you, when you come to Mass, you have the ability to offer all the sacrifices that are in your life at this moment, all the trials, all the hardship, all the things that you're bearing at this moment, to offer at perfect expiation and gift to God the Father in imitating Christ Jesus through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, too many people want to be self-righteous, want to be pious, but no one are willing to sacrifice and live a life of holiness that willing to suffer for Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we have this new trend of Christianity that preach only about positivity and all these things that sound nice, but none of them want to be true priests, true sons, true daughters, true prophets of the Lord by how they live their life, humbly offering everything that they have in service of their brothers and sisters, in speaking the truth and allowing their life to speak louder than their words, and to make all sacrifices in prayer for this world. My brothers and sisters, talk it cheap. And we have lived in a society that we talk so much, but none of us are willing to let our lives speak louder than our words. So at the end of the day, we build no kingdom except our own self. We follow false prophets, and we follow the people that we idolize, but we have not followed Jesus Christ. We're not willing to risk everything in order to attain eternal salvation and eternal life. We only worship at our own convenience, only when it's good for us, only when we need something. But Christ had never changed us. We have never conformed our lives to Jesus Christ, and we never die to ourselves so that Christ can live in us and through us. And that's why this world has become more godless, become more dark, become more divisive, become more hurtful. Why? Why do we know that all these things happen? Because hurtful people are willing to hurt other people. Because misery loves company. And we have so many hurtful people that are willing to attack other people, but they're not willing to change their life for Christ Jesus. Talk is cheap right now. And all the disruption, all the divisiveness, and all the things that we are encountering right now as a society and as a world, remind us that we, the world, have become Christians only by name. But we have not allowed ourselves to be Christ for one another. We have not allowed ourselves to take on what Christ have given to us as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, as instruments of the Holy Spirit, and servants for one another. So if we really want to change the world on this baptism of the Lord, may we truly live our three offices and gifts from God the Most High, a priest, a prophet, and king, so that in all things we may lead people to Christ Jesus, to be faithful to him, and to sacrifice our everything so that Christ may be preached, Christ may be in living through us, so that we die to ourselves, so that he may be the king, the ruler, and the maker, and the way maker, the transformer of our heart. God bless you.